Of the Jefferson County School District Finance Corporation to order. The first order of business is the approval of minutes of the previous meeting of Board of Directors. That meeting took place on July 28, 2014. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Mr. Hathaway, a second? Mr. Jones, all those in favor? The motion passes unanimously. The next order of business is the election of officers to serve in the Finance Corporation. May I have a motion to approve the recommendation for election of the officers? A motion by Mr. Jones, a second by Mr. Hathaway. All in favor? The motion passes unanimously. The next order of business is acceptance of the report from Strothman & Company, PSC, on the audit of financial statements. May I have a motion to accept the audit report?
Can I ask a question about this?
Absolutely.
Yes. Could someone explain, this audit report has already been accepted by the Jefferson County Board of Education, and now we're accepting it also at the Finance Corporation Board? Is that, do I understand that right? It's the same audit report that we've already accepted.
Yes.
Okay.
It is, but we're doing that only because there are elements of that audit report that deal with the finances of the Finance Corporation.
Okay.
So
one report stands for
yes.
Two purposes. Okay, thank you. So I'll make the motion.
Okay, Mr. Jones, is there a second? Ms. Porter? All in favor? The motion passes unanimously. To explain tonight's bond issue approvals and authorizations, I would like to turn to Cordelia Hardin for an introduction of our guests.
Of course, all of you all know General Counsel Rosemary Miller, and to my right, Laura Thielman, who is our bond counsel with White, Tarrant & Combs, and Greg Phillips, who is our fiscal agent with Hilliard Lyons. And then from Ross Sinclair is Dwight Salisbury. And they actually are fiscal agents. We have two, and they alternate years, but they also coordinate whenever the bonding is transactions we have. This year happens to be Greg Phillips Hilliard Lyons year. Okay. What we are asking for this evening, we have two offers that are going through, actually three. One is a refunding, and a refunding of two of our previous bonds, a 2006 and a 2007. And we anticipate to have on one a 6% savings and the other 8% for a net savings after fees of approximately $2.5 million. The refunding is like a refinance of a home mortgage in that we do this if there is anticipated savings. KDE requires at least a minimum of 5% savings, and we feel we will exceed that with no problem. The other is a new offering, and that is for Fern Creek and Schaffner, and it is an offer that will be 100% paid through the SFCC. KDE will pay that. Now, it goes on our books, but KDE is the one that will be paying that particular debt. And also, if the savings on our refunding do not come into our expected savings, something that is acceptable, then we can always refuse those bids.
If there are no questions, questions, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I have two questions. First, can you quantify the savings that we expect?
Yes, a total of $2.5 million, and maybe even 2.6, is that?
And that's present value. The gross savings, Mr. Jones, is estimated to be over $3 million. Now, I will say the market has been a little bit volatile on the last week or so. We lost a little ground on Friday. Mm-hmm. 10-year Treasury jumped up about 10, 12 basis points. So we're monitoring it right now. We think we're still fine, but as Cordelia said, If rates were to uptick substantially over the next week or so, we can always pull those financings, which are scheduled to sell on the 18th, and still sell your new money issue, which again is while you're issuing the bonds, your percent debt service on that from local sources is zero. Mm-hmm. That's all being paid by the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to refund a 4% bond and issue a...
Your two bonds, one had an interest rate of around 4.25%, maybe 4.375%. The other one had about 4.5%.
Okay, so...
And our new rate, we estimate to be around 2.35 or thereabouts.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. And what are the total costs of issuance and how are they made up?
By the way, the savings that we're estimating
are
net of, yep, all those cost of issuance.
Yep.
The cost of issuance that we estimate are about, in total, about $800,000, of which the vast majority is the what we call the bond discount, about $550,000, and that goes to the winning bidder. So it's a firm other than, for example, our two firms, because under our industry regulations now, we can't even bid on bonds that we act as the financial advisor or fiscal agent for.
So you guys are you're the advisor, and then
that's
the actual,
right,
underwriter who gets the advantage of that discount will be a different firm?
Be determined, because under Kentucky law, we have to sell the bonds as a competitive sale,
okay,
as opposed to some folks, the state of Kentucky, for example, can sell its bonds on a negotiated basis. They can deal directly with an underwriter, but under Kentucky law, we have to put school bonds up for competitive bid.
Okay.
And then the other fees, which is about $250,000-$260,000, are the fees that would be paid to our two firms and to White, Tarrant & Combs, also rating fees and trustee fees and so forth.
And okay, how often is that put out to bid?
The
advisory and legal work.
We have not put it out for bid. One thing, it is licensed professionals, therefore it's not required to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hilliard Lyons and Ross Sinclair are... Overall, I think the two companies that are used throughout Kentucky.
I would say in our defense on that point, between our two firms, we do probably 95% of all the school work in the state. So really, there's no one else that really has a great deal of experience other than our two firms.
Okay.
And Wyatt's fees are paid, for this purpose, are paid out of Hilliard and Ross Sinclair's fees.
Yes.
Per the regulation.
Okay, good. No further questions.
Oh, one other thing real quick. The fee schedule is set by the state. So it is not something that we just come in with. All school districts pay effectively the same fee schedule. It's mandated by SFCC and KDOE policy.
Okay, so you do 95% of the work and the state sets the fee already, so it's really not within our control other than to ask you hard questions and torment.
That's
you.
Right. Okay. Which we try to answer as best we can.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Is there a motion to approve the bond issue approvals and authorizations? A motion by Mr. Hadaway, second by Mr. Jones. All those in favor? The motion passes unanimously. There being no other business this evening, I'd like to thank our guests for being here tonight and for the time and effort put into supporting these issues. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Ms. Porter. Second. By Mr. Jones. All those in favor? Thank you. We are adjourned.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to take about a 4 to 5 minute break so that we can convert some of the audiovisual and move people around to different positions, and then